And welcome to Sisters in the City with me, Anna Vakili.
And me, Mandy Vakili.
We love you. It's Valentine's Day.
It's all about love.
And it's like a very love is in the air.
I know.
Well, when this is this episode getting released the day before Valentine's Day?
Anna, you're asking me, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It is.
So for you lonely fuckers, you can just be with us. You don't need anyone else.
Exactly.
Save your episode for Wednesday.
Save it.
Get your glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get your pornography ready.
What do you mean?
Just a whole night of like...
Are you trying to have an orgy?
No, I'm not trying. I don't want to have an orgy with you.
You like, get us out, get the pornography out, and get a glass of wine.
Make a whole evening of it. Have segments. Like Anna and Mandy cracking joke. Then later on, maybe we'll have sexy time alone.
I don't know. That's a bit weird, no?
Maybe we're just so horny that you have to masturbate.
Yeah,
upwards.
Maybe we turn you on.
Yeah.
Feels so weird.
Anyway, yeah, like, what do you think Valentine's Day is actually about? Do you think it's about love or do you think it's about sex?
Obviously love.
But then why?
Where did you even get that from?
Because, you know, it's like really sold as like a very like sexual time.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I've always known it as love, Mandy.
Everybody's like, you know, doing lingerie, really sexy lingerie
for
pose.
Your love. For your love.
For your love. What if you don't have a love?
Love,
you want to get some.
Love is about more than just relationships. The biggest love in your life is your family.
Yeah.
So
we're not spending Valentine's Day with our mum, though, are we? Or our dad?
Okay, yeah, true.
You're fucking going away to a cottage. So
I
don't know what you're about.
It's about family.
Right.
It's actually about romantic love.
Yeah, true. It's about romantic love, but isn't it? I don't know, though, because isn't it about love in general?
No, it's about romantic love.
Okay,
Valentine's Day is about romantic love.
Primarily, it's about romantic love. But if you don't have romantic love, you just have to remember about all the other loves you have in your life. Exactly. And like the main love, the love you have for yourself.
That's the number one love.
That's the biggest love. So don't let yourself get down or upset about not having someone on Valentine's Day, because you being down and upset is hurting yourself and you don't hurt the people you love.
Right. Don't look at us when we're on dates and she's in the cottage and think, oh, I wish I had that. We hate our boyfriends. Well, I personally do. No, but honestly, like, there's pros to being single that you just don't get in a relationship. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
So, you know, be grateful for those benefits.
Yeah, I agree.
Them stress-free, headache-free. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't need to worry about what person's saying or doing or anything.
Or what's going to happen in the future. Or is that person going to turn out to be like this or that?
But you know, single people actually have probably the most fun on Valentine's Day, because the person that they're talking to...
takes them out. And
they
puts
go
in them...
out and they put the most work in.
Exactly. Because you know what? The ones in long-term relationships, most of the time...
the romance is dead.
The romance is dead, or they don't put effort because they're like, oh, I have them already.
Yeah.
But the ones that are like single and they're dating... guy or the girl's trying to get that person.
Exactly. I think last year on Valentine's Day, Ginger Beard was actually watching football on the way to the restaurant on Valentine's Day. And I'm not even joking. The whole journey, it's like an hour journey.
You're joking me.
No, it really killed my vibe. Do you know what it is? When I went out for dinner with him, I noticed that everyone around, like in the restaurant, they're really like, they look like honeymoon phase.
Right.
So that means like people started like getting close before Valentine's Day and then went out, because a lot of real couples, like I know loads of like serious couples that have been together like 5-6 years, they're not actually going out. They're not actually going out for dinners and stuff to town.
But that's so sad. I don't want to ever be that couple. I want to always put effort in and like do something special on Valentine's Day, or like make effort. Like I don't ever want to be that couple like, oh, we've been together
but
for
some
like...
people see it as like as a money making kind of scheme, and like restaurants are charging like £300 per head.
Everything's money making.
Yeah, Christmas
schemes. Like, do you know what I mean? But that's the whole, we only live once, like enjoy.
Life is so
boring. I'm
gonna
spend my money and enjoy.
He's
gonna spend his money and enjoy. Because enjoy life, you know?
Yeah.
If it's not for these special occasions in the year.
Where he's gonna spend for you.
No, like
what's the point?
Birthdays, you know, Valentine's Day, Christmas and stuff. What's the point of life?
The days where it's like, the only days it's good to have a pussy, basically, are these days. Valentine's Day, birthdays, Christmas, because that you get the most.
Yeah, like
100%.
That's what I say to him. I'm like, he was like to me, you're going to be annoyed with me no matter what on 14th of February.
Why?
He was like, I just know you're going to be annoyed at me because I'm not going to do something right. And I was like, look, I was like, I just don't understand why it's so hard for you for just like 3 days a year to put in effort. My birthday, Valentine's Day, and Christmas.
Yeah.
Like 3 days is all I ask for you to put in that extra effort. I don't ask for much. I'm not asking for the balloons and the flowers on a random Tuesday, even though that would be nice.
That would be great.
But I'm not asking for that. I'm just asking you to put that extra effort
in. But you know, it's the people that put that effort in every day that go the extra mile on the special occasions, because they're already used to like putting that effort in.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm expecting? Like, what I want is that, you know, the Great Gatsby movie, when he goes and sees Daisy, yeah? And then he knows he's going to see her. And then he makes the whole house a rose garden, like a garden of flowers.
Yeah.
Now, I want to walk in the flowers everywhere, petals everywhere, balloons. Just like, I love you and like written it all over the walls. I want that romance.
I mean, like, I've lived a long time. Like,
I never had that shit. Yeah. Actually, I had that once.
So what I was going to say is that I've obviously I'm 33 and in my whole life I've always been in and out of relationships, and literally the only ever time I felt like I was in a movie and like I had that romantic time, like I felt like a princess,
you
a queen.
Narcissist.
Yeah. Mm. So the guy that actually did all that for me, I was wearing a gown and I had like those, you know, them flowers that, you know, they don't die. Them roses that don't die. They're so expensive.
You guys are so cringe.
Went to the Shard and it was like so overly romantic. He ended up being the worst guy I've ever been with.
Ghosted you. Yeah, sometimes the best guys are the ones that just don't even, that forget it's your birthday. Do you know what I mean? That's why now we've been like so scared of those amazing, like perfect narcissist guys that we're just settling for like crumbs now. Because we're like, they must be good at heart. They must be.
Yeah, like just, I don't think you should base like your judgment on someone whether they put in loads of effort on Valentine's Day.
I've
said this before. We said this on our last
effort
Valentine's.
Is important though.
Effort's important, but like going the extra mile, like, I don't think that's like, because he's done that, he loves me.
No.
That's what I mean.
I agree.
Like, obviously, it's really nice, but don't assume that someone that does that is like, they love you.
Everyone's got like a different love language though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you have to learn each other's love language.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, right? I mean, one of my exes that I think did really, truly love me, I remember like on the third...
You know which one this is?
On the 13th of February, I walked into the house and there was balloons everywhere. Roses,
so
a gift, so cute. But it was the 13th of February. I was like,
this is not Valentine's Day.
I was like, Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
He must have got a discount rate. I don't know what that was about.
It was just so strange.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I've had situations, like bad situations on Valentine's Day, because my Valentine's Day is right next to my birthday. So it's like 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 5 days before my birthday, So, like, guys get scared. They'd be getting scared, Anna.
Yeah.
And, like, February... And it's, like, February is just a month, okay? A month and, like, 2 weeks after Christmas and New Year's. Probably the most expensive time ever for people, like, especially, like, men, Christmas and then New Year's.
I don't know. Mine's is July and it's, like, where all the holidays are booked. That's super expensive.
Yeah, but that's still, like, Christmas and, like, New Year's is just mad expensive, no? I don't know, but men be getting scared, I feel like.
I think if a guy would be scared to, like, get with you for Valentine's Day because your birthday's 5 days later and then they know that they have to do the double shit.
But I don't expect the double shit. Honestly, if I'm in, like, a serious relationship right now, I don't expect, like, a present on Valentine's Day and my birthday. I just feel like we're too past that.
Yeah.
So, it's fine. But you know what? I had an experience where one of my exes, like, we broke up conveniently. Like, you know how a guy acts like a cunt and then you break up with him and then he doesn't even try and get you back?
Yeah.
He didn't try and get me back because it was Valentine's and my birthday was coming up.
Literally...
Do you remember we ended up in Dozo, Girls and a Maddox?
Yeah.
That's such a peasant move. Like, what a peasant. Like, do you know what I mean?
And then I bet after your birthday, he came back.
Yeah, what an actual peasant though. But then, like, the next year after that, he went in, but still, can't be dealing with that. Ginger bit stuck with me. Yeah, go on.
Do you know what I miss? I miss the days, like, when we were more just chilled out and, like, naive. Not naive. I wouldn't call it naive, but just more relaxed about things. And it wasn't like you have to go extra effort and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy those
days. I mean, we are now.
I don't know. Like, I remember one of my ex-boyfriends when I was, like, 22.
Now, how many fucking ex-boyfriends did you go on?
When I was, like, I've lived a long time. I'm 33.
33.
When I was, like, 22, one of my exes, like, we had an amazing Valentine's Day because literally in his house, he put flowers, a bottle of normal wine.
Literally, I don't recall which one this is.
It doesn't matter. Like, a bottle of normal wine, like, petals just to his bedroom, and he lived with his mum. And, like, after we had some wine, we went to Nando's. And then we came home and it was like the
most... to Nando's, y'all. Mm-hmm. It sounded so great until you said Nando's. It was up there, you know. It was like one of those things you see on Pinterest until you said Nando's.
I was in uni and like we were just so in love at the time. And it was just an amazing Valentine's feeling. That's all I can say. Like a feeling. And that's what it should be about.
Anna, you just hadn't tasted the good life. Like, now you have Nando's when you just, like, smell like shit from, like, the day before when you've been hungover and you're in your trackies. Now, if a guy was like, it's Valentine's Day, let me take you to Nando's, you'll just literally throw up the whole chicken in his face.
Well, that's why I was saying, like, I miss those days where...
Basic bitch days.
I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Look, it depends on the guy. If like that's, if that's the guy's, you know, like peak.
No, I just miss like, those times. Like in general, even like when we were younger, like we'd go on a night out and we weren't like expecting much. Like even on a night out, we weren't expecting to go, like we'd have a bottle of vodka in the bush and we'd run out.
Oh, David, a good case.
Yeah, and we'd go out and because we couldn't afford to like to go out and get drinks at the bar.
We used to hide the bottle of vodka in the bush. No mixers, nothing.
And then we all...
back it one by one. We're all sharing saliva.
And we were all taking turns.
Got strong.
Yeah, we were taking turns. Like, I miss those days where we could go to, like, a normal bar and have the best time. I
this
feel
is
like...
getting very depressing, this conversation. Like, imagine Valentine's Day is episode 2 of season 9, Anna. Which is very
okay,
blue. Sorry. And you're wearing blue. And I very blue.
I just think when you get older, in general... in life, you have more expectations, like, because you're older. And it's just, we miss the young, carefree days.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. Well, we could just be in, like, you know, with our Just Do It bags and both shoulders and our school uniform.
Both shoulders.
And just walk around Hounslow Treaty Centre.
Yeah.
Round in circles, hoping to bump into a fitty.
Yeah.
They were the good days.
They were the good days.
They were the good days.
Anyway, I asked you guys to send in your best Valentine's Day stories.
Mm.
And I said that the person that gives me the best story... we're going to gift them £50 gift card, Mandy.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
I'm going to do that.
Because I just want the juiciest stories. And I'm going to decide afterwards what's the best one.
I'm going to decide as well.
Okay.
We're going to vote. I want to hear the worst ones. Like the best ones. Oh, they're going to make me feel like I need to break up.
I said best Valentine's Day stories, as in like the craziest.
But is that what you mean? Well, you need to make that more clear.
Well, look, basically I asked for best and worst, but no one sent me any best. Like there was like a couple of best stories and they were so boring that I didn't even bother writing them.
Exactly. Nobody wants to know about the best.
It was just boring. Like my husband's so amazing. Like he's been amazing every year. Valentine's Day, he does the most. Okay.
Good to know they exist.
I'm going to start with these stories, yeah?
Woo!
Are you ready for that?
I am ready. I am ready.
Okay. I was changing the sheets and under the mattress, I found 3 Valentine's Day cards, identical. 1 to me and 2 to other girls from my boyfriend at the time.
2 other girls and herself?
Yeah. So he's the 3 identical Valentine's Day cards. One is to her and obviously she can see 2 different names in the other cards. So it's like literally...
He has no shame.
It's like...
He didn't even get different cards.
That's what I was going to say.
Mama, I didn't even put that effort into making her feel special.
At least he could have got 3 different cards.
At least if them 2 got the same card and she got a different card, she'll feel at least 0.1% better about herself.
Exactly.
I mean, she's just basically 1 of 3. She's like an identical triplet. I bet he does... I mean, do they even have names in there? Probably like, my love, happy Valentine's Day. And he just like... gave them. Right
no,
back.
Maybe it said 2 Betty, 2 Lucy, 2 Jennifer.
That's savage. You know, I actually know about someone who did that. Like they sent flowers or something and they sent it to the wrong girl. It went to the wrong girl.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
They sent the other flower to the wrong, basically mixed them up.
Yeah.
Like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
And a shit popped off.
You know what the thing is? Valentine's Day is the time to find out if your person is cheating on you.
Do you know what it is? That's exactly true. But if you're going to, like, at least if you're going to cheat, don't cheat on Valentine's Day.
No, because you have to, because you're basically committed to more than one person in some sort of way.
No, side pieces know they're a side piece, Anna.
Hmm? Not all the time. What do you mean? So many people don't realize that you've got a girlfriend.
Yeah, true.
So the whole point is that Valentine's Day is the time where most cheaters get caught.
Yeah.
Because they somehow have to give their attention in some kind of way to their other person.
Yeah.
Whether that be a text or an email, I don't know, whatever the fuck it is, a call, or like they'd be like, oh, do you know how many people said in stories, I didn't even write them down, do you know how many people said, oh, my boyfriend said he couldn't do Valentine's Day because of work, and like, he was, you know, he was with his other person in the daytime, and then maybe in the evening with another person, so you just...
Oh, I'm staring at Ginger Biddy's Valentine's Day for the moment he wakes up, I'm going to be spying him, if he's at work, I'm going to be looking for the window, I'm going to check his emails on that day, his texts on that day, everything.
Yeah, I think if there's a day to go through...
No, definitely not. That's bad advice. Devon, you don't go for your boyfriend's phone on Valentine's Day.
I'm going through Kazakh's phone.
That's going to ruin your Valentine's Day. Even if you find nothing, it's going to ruin it. Just the fact that you did that, it's going to create some air of energy.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course. Plus, you know, you should always trust your partner unless you have a reason to not trust them. But until
my reason to not trust him is he has a penis.
No, but that's wrong. You should, to have like a more healthy mental state, you should like, until they do something like that... Like, oh, I can't celebrate Valentine's Day because of work, or they're like, go missing. then
all right,
you've got reasons to distrust
when they start
him.
Acting shady.
Or like he's dumping you and he's disappearing for a few days and is on and off in the relationship, then something's up.
Yeah.
But you're right, that is a time anyway to find out if my man's moving shady or not, because
just keep your
you
need
to be watching their Instagram, everything. Like if they're at dinner and there's like a hand or two glasses of wine, he's in a relationship.
Literally, exactly. Mm. I mean, if he's going out on Valentine's Day, mostly guys don't do
Guy-a-lentine. Yeah, he's not got a vagina. He can't be doing that.
Exactly. So if he's out and about on Valentine's Day,
what's he doing?
I don't know. Do a bunch of single boys go out on Valentine's Day? I'm not sure.
No, to brothels maybe. They don't go anywhere else. Where are they going to go?
Anyway, that is really sad. Imagine she didn't change the sheets. She would have never known that she was one of three identical.
And she's being this housewife actually changing the sheets as well.
And I don't even change my sheets.
He's got the nerve to lay in the sheets and then buy three identical cards.
Identical cards.
Yeah.
I'm just like shocked that they're not even different.
Is it hers weren't even like a moon pig and them two could have been like Clintons? Like, it was a violation. It was just such a violation.
All right, we've got here. I went away with someone I had only been dating a couple of months. We went out for dinner and came back to the hotel where I had the worst pain and I knew what was coming. I tried to hide it best I could, but I was in agony. So I said to him, I'm going to jump in the shower. This was in fact to hide the fact I was going to have a poo. Anyway, I had the shower on and I finished what I needed to and then I got in the shower. However, I realized I wasn't finished and suddenly my shits became uncontrollable. I had no choice. I also couldn't get back out the shower to let him hear a second flush. So I squatted down and pooed in the shower. He went in soon after and the smell of it must have been so horrendous that we never spoke about it after. We did last about 7 months after, but I kept it a secret.
I mean, the fact that they lasted 7 months after is a testament to this man.
I know, right?
He must have really liked you.
It's a big...
My bad shits, but must have good pussy, because I don't know.
But do you know what? This whole shitting in the shower thing is so weird. Like, I've heard it before.
How do you shit in the shower? How does it go down? That's I mean, there's like tiny holes. Like, what do you do? You have to put the boiling water on, hold it above, let it melt.
Oh, I feel so sick. Didn't Cardi B say she shits in the shower?
And honestly, I don't...
Yeah. Oh,
don't, please.
Like, how do you...
Cardi B never said that.
What if the person... I mean, I wouldn't know because I don't shit, but, like, what if the person did a big, hard shit? You know, them really hard shit. Like, you know? That's not going down that drain. But what...
I don't feel good, Anna. I'm going to be sick, Anna.
Also, if you put the water on a diarrhea shit...
I'm going to throw up.
Stop, Mandy.
Anna, I'm not...
What is wrong with you?
I'm really sensitive to these topics, Anna.
Maddie.
My eyes are watering. Look.
Why?
I'm really sensitive. Okay, I need to imagine we're not talking about shit. We're talking about...
Marshmallows. Okay, so, no, but it's a serious question. You know, like when it goes down the shower, it doesn't actually go down, does it? Doesn't the smell stay in the toilet?
Yeah. She had a shit steam room. It was a shit steam room.
I mean,
She was in a sauna steam of her own feces.
Yeah, but imagine you're on a Valentine's date and then you get the shits.
I'd rather die than that come out of my body.
No, seriously.
It's not coming out of me. No, not that way anyway.
You can't help it. You'll shit your pants.
No, I'll go. I will travel into the bushes. I'll go anywhere. I ain't doing it. I'm sorry.
You know what I would
do? Think I'm going to go shit the shower and start stamping on it and steaming it and boiling my shit? Boiling it. I'm going to start brewing fucking shit soup in the fucking bathtub.
Shit soup.
I'm not doing that.
Do you know what I would do at that point? I don't understand why.
You come out with the maddest shit. What are you going to do with your shit?
No. I mean, I would say... I don't feel well. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Like, no?
Exactly. Like, that was so simple. At least shit in the Uber. Who cares about the Uber driver?
Half the Ubers stink anyway.
Like, he won't even care if you shit in his Uber. At least no one will know about it. I mean, but you had a whole...
But I mean, he was still there for 7 months after. Like, you know, maybe he sat on it for 7 months and thought, I don't know what to do. Like, should I stay with her or should I not? I'm joking. But you know what it is, yeah? Is that, like, a lot of couples are very chilled with these things. I saw someone, like, who was it? I saw Chloe on a clip from someone else's podcast, Chloe Burrows. And she said something about how we should make farting normal and, like, you should just be able to fart in front of each other. And then...
Why? Farting isn't normal. Like,
I agree.
I don't fart. Like...
I agree. Like, you shouldn't make these things normal.
Maybe start making vomiting and picking our noses and everything normal. Exactly. Why don't we just all just?
I think it's really I think it's disrespectful farting in front of me.
Yeah, it's
you know
really
I mean?
Icky. And Gingerbread does it, and I get really angry.
Yeah, no, Kazik never.
If
ever.
He farts in front of me, yeah, which he does, yeah, I get out my Neom Best Night Sleep Spray.
Yeah.
And then I just spray it everywhere. And I'm like, you're disgusting. Like, I don't fancy you anymore. And he's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's like, ew.
Some things are just meant for the toilet.
Or just not meant to happen.
Like, just go to the toilet. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to smell it. Yeah. Like, it's just disrespectful for me to have to smell your fart.
Isn't it? It's basically smelling your shit.
Anyway, I was reading the comments and people were saying that, like, me and my husband have farting competitions.
Wow. That's really what they're out there, aren't they?
Like
the crazies, the farting competitions.
And then someone else wrote something like, oh, you know, like for us, it's nothing. Like we just fart in front of each other. It's like a noise in the background.
How is it not a noise in the background? It has a scent to it. What does that even mean?
I don't know. But anyway, that's like for a lot of
people.
You
know what? There's always someone for someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
These freaks found each other. Farting competitions.
Yeah, but you know what? I actually think that we're the minority in this situation. I think most...
This is an unpopular opinion. This is an unpopular opinion.
Yeah, I think most couples do fart and shit in front of each other.
Accidentally, you know, out of their way, like...
No. No. Most couples fart and shit in front of each other.
That's why they don't last, and that's why there's so many cheaters. That's why all these men are cheating, is because they're women. Oh, it's fine, he loves me for who I am. Oh, he loves me, loves my soul. Oh, we took our vows. We're going to grow old together through sickness and health and age and young and old. And then he sees a hot young girl and he's like, can't imagine her farting or shitting. Yeah. I love it to stick it in her shitter.
Yeah.
And then that's what happens. That's the end of your marriage and relationship.
It's true.
I helped you there.
Okay, I've got here. I bought Viagra for me and my boyfriend to use on Valentine's Day. But my granddad took it accidentally, thinking it was his heart pills.
Oh my God, dirty grandpa.
I mean, there's also, you know, if you got bad high blood pressure, it is dangerous taking.
Oh God, I know you're so, the pharmacist is so
serious. The pharmacist
serious,
side of me is coming out, but you can't.
That is actually dangerous, you're right.
Yeah, your blood pressure can, you know, rise. But anyway.
I just want to know, could granddaddy have a boner?
Do you know what?
I just want to know, was he walking around like, boom?
Of course he did.
Did he?
Yeah,
of course. What was grandma saying? She must have had a time of her life.
All the grandmas, all the granddads need the Viagra at that point in their life.
Yeah. But I don't feel like certain granddads don't even want to be getting it in at that time anymore.
Men want to get it in to the day before they die.
Really?
Their last
They're
breath.
On their deathbed.
Yeah. Probably.
He probably thought whatever that magic pill was, I want more of those.
Yeah. All I'm saying is grandmama and granddaddy had the best Valentine's Day they had in a long time.
That was a great gift from you.
But yeah, so imagine, the granddad takes the tablets and then like within like, you know, half an hour, his dick is so hard. And then he walks into the bedroom and grandmama's there in her little pajamas and he's hard.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I didn't know that I turned you on so much. And granddada can't say that he took something and he didn't realize that he must just have to go with it, you know?
Yeah.
And like pretend that, yeah, grandmama.
Anna, are you sex talking to me right now? Is this like some... retirement rumping chump or some pension pussy talk.
Like, he has to just make her feel good, you know? Make her feel like, yeah, she's turned
like
you on.
Like, she's done it.
Yeah.
Like, they should not have some expectations,
at 90 years old, she's still got it.
She broke her back, literally.
Yeah, and she's going to strip at that point. And she's going to be like...
She's going to play with her psychic titties like this. All right, anyway, that was great. So, but why did she get the Viagra for her and her partner, though? Do you think that's a thing?
Maybe some relationships he may have harder time getting it hard. And she was like, I ain't taking no risks tonight.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Well, she took a different type of risk. She risked her granddad having a heart attack.
Just, I just don't know much about Viagra. You do, because you sold it so many times. I just don't know much. I'm
Why
interested in it.
Why do you care about Viagra?
I'm interested in what it does.
Well, it makes your dick hard.
So it's people who just like have issues in that department.
Yeah, obviously. It's for people with erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
But hopefully her granddad didn't have a heart attack. Okay. My boyfriend gave me handmade toilet paper roses because he had no money at the time. I thought it was so sweet and it's the thought that counts.
Handmade toilet paper roses.
Could he have not?
He made roses out of toilet paper and he made them himself.
Maybe a bunch of toilet paper roses.
Toilet paper's quite expensive, you know. So like he could have just got a bunch of fucking roses.
I mean, couldn't he have made it out of anything else? Like anything. Like kitchen towel, even, or newspaper cuttings.
Yeah, but do you know what the good news is? That those roses won't just go to waste and like wither away and die. She can always just wipe her ass with her roses.
Yeah.
They will last. Yeah. Hundred shits.
She can just put the bunch by the toilet.
And every day,
and just like every day, remember that her boyfriend is a piece of shit and wipe her ass with it.
Wipe her ass with the rose. Yeah, dump him.
I mean, the thought that counts. No, I'd rather not have roses than toilet paper roses.
It's because of you. Because you're dealing with these crumbs.
Yeah.
This below bare minimums. These violations. These are the reasons why men are misbehaving.
Yeah, below bare minimum. And then there's just like, I'd just rather nothing.
And there's straight up violation.
Yeah, like, I'd expect nothing rather than this. This is just the...
Just buy one single rose is better. One.
Go outside and pick some flowers from someone's fucking front garden if you have to.
Steal it if you have to.
Toilet paper. No, I mean, no. Wow. That is next level. Okay, so we've got here.
God, these make me feel grateful, are they, are these stories?
Yeah, they are. My ex took me to a lovely restaurant for Valentine's Day, but then he started acting so awkward as soon as we sat down and throughout our whole dinner. He looked like he saw a ghost. At the end, just before leaving, I went to the restroom and the waitress came in and she told me she didn't want to ruin our date, but thought she should let me know that she had a one-night stand with him only a week ago.
Oh my... Oh, she should lose her job, first of all.
Why?
Yeah, this waitress.
Why?
Who the hell does she think she is?
Maybe she really felt bad. Like, I need to warn this girl. Like, she's obviously in a deep relationship with this guy and, like, she doesn't know that he's...
She's not her fairy godmother. Like, what the hell? Like, she doesn't need to look out. But that is just... I mean, if it was a normal random girl in the restroom, this woman's working, yo.
Yeah.
Like...
Imagine you've been sitting there the whole time and thinking you're in a most romantic date and you've been getting served by...
So basically her man's cheating her with the waitress.
Well, he cheated. It was a one-night stand, she said.
That's just cheating, Anna.
Yeah. He cheated.
Yeah, because at that point they were together.
Yeah.
Well, then again, then it is good that she said. It is good that she said something, but at the same time...
It's so scary.
It's a very intrusive thing to do. Like, I'm just going to be like, look, I'm going to stand in and I might be in here.
Yeah, especially when you're at work.
Especially when you're at work, yeah.
But I mean, if you were, the shoe was on the other foot and you were the girl on the date, yeah, but you would appreciate knowing.
You don't know if that person on the date is actually their girlfriend, though. So you could be getting yourself to some real sticky-ass situation.
Yeah, exactly. What if they were just on a one-night Valentine's Day?
That's fucked, though, yeah? Mate, if something like, to be honest, I would want to know. I'd want that lady to do something against her job description and tell me, and I would literally lose my absolute shit.
Yeah, but I would have been like, I'd rather you tell me the beginning of the date than at the end of the date, because now I'm always going to have images of us sitting at that dinner table and you serving us our fucking starters and mains when
you served your pussy before a week ago.
Exactly.
No.
It's like, I don't know.
Unacceptable. These men are such cheaters.
It's crazy the amount of like cheating stories I have.
Mad. And what are they? Mostly men.
All right. I've got here. Me and my boyfriend made a sex tape on Valentine's Day. And my boyfriend asked me to send it to him. I accidentally sent it to my mum. The first three letters of their name is the same.
No. She did not. If it's a Middle Eastern mum, she's going to watch it.
What do you mean, any mum?
Like, no.
They're going to open it.
Some mums will just be like, oh, in my daughter's sex, they sent me accidentally. I'm definitely not watching that. It was private. Middle Eastern mum, let me see what a whore my daughter is. What is this whore doing? Does she give oral? Oral give you cancer? Anyway, so, yeah, it's really bad shit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
the thing is, like, any mum, though, as soon as they open it, they're still going to see that first image of their daughter getting dicked down.
Yeah.
And, like, it's crazy. Like, how do you get that? How do you move past that?
Yeah, you ain't a daughter anymore.
It's like...
You ain't no daughter no more, mate.
Oh,
that pure, innocent baby she gave birth to.
Yeah.
That you came out of her body and she raised you and fed you. Now you're just some...
Promiscuous.
It's like, I wonder, like, you know, like Kim Kardashian's sex tape, yeah? Like, what do you think, like, is that not weird for like, her mom and her daughter and stuff? That it's just out there, being like all of that out there.
Yeah, do you think they ever, like, feel like, I have to watch it? Imagine you had a sex tape. I would never want to watch it.
No, of course not.
Not even for a second. It'd make me feel sick.
I mean, if you made us, like, billionaires from it, I'd have to put it on when you're in the room and be like, ha ha! Look what you did. You made it for us, you whore.
But I mean, I can't even imagine that happening to me. I would never be able to move past it.
Honestly, I don't know what you're going to do after that. Take your mom to a hypnotist. And then just go like, go for a massive like trip to Thailand and disappear for a while.
You need to have some kind of like spiritual cleansing.
Yes.
Like, or therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You need therapy to get over it.
Yeah, but also speak to your mom and be like, I'm a grown woman. I got needs. Don't judge me.
Yeah. I don't know. I would never, I can't imagine
myself. Anna still pretends she's a virgin.
Yeah. Like, I never talk to my mom about these things ever.
No, imagine sending a sex tape. Have you ever had like a recorded yourself like doing the bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, have you deleted it?
No. It's on the laptop right now.
What? No. I'm way too paranoid, Jam.
I know. And sometimes I leave the laptop here.
Well, you definitely can't leave it
now
anymore.
Now I have to delete it.
Yeah. I've never been able to like keep a video of me doing bits, like ever.
What do you mean? Like, oh, you always delete it.
I can't keep it even on my own phone. I don't trust this cloud.
The cloud,
I don't trust this cloud,
the
yo.
The cloud is dodgy.
Someone owns the cloud. Someone's a CEO and director and has got access to the cloud, yo.
I know. I've never...
And understood. In fact, it's called cloud. It just feels like it's up in the clouds
yeah.
with everyone. And then, like, if it's on a guy's phone, then I get even more paranoid. Like, my mom's going to blackmail me one day. Like, you know, dude, he's going to... I don't know what he's going to be like. If you're not in a relationship with me, I'm going to ruin your reputation. But... if I just look like incredibly amazing in the sex tape, I don't think I'd care. I'd be like, release it. Do it. Everyone's going to want me after that.
You would so care.
Yeah, true.
Unless it makes you the next Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, then I would definitely want to care. I'm making money off that, selling it.
So basically, are you trying to say that you would want to be a porn star?
That's not a porn star. Kim Kardashian's not a porn star.
I mean, you want to make money from sex.
I mean, if it's already out there and people have seen it, am I going to make money from it? Yes. Like, am I going to cry about, oh my God, everybody thinks I'm a whore? Am I going to cry in a mansion in Lamborghini? Everybody thinks I'm a whore.
Yeah. But you know what the thing is, though? Like, so many people still judge Kim Kardashian for a sex tape. Like, and they call her a hoe. I don't get that. Like, people have sex.
It's her boyfriend, no? It was her boyfriend at the time. And, like, he released it. It's not like she was like, right, selling this to the world. I think it got released. And then she was like, how can I monetize the situation?
Yeah, well, obviously, why not?
Yeah, why would you not monetize the situation?
Make something good out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not? Yeah, like...
exactly. Everybody's tried to do that now. Everybody's tried to put sex tapes out there, like, and it's not worked. There's only one Kim K, yeah? You know
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. Right, went on a candlelit dinner for Valentine's Day and my hair extensions caught on fire.
Oh my God.
It was the biggest scene you could imagine. Not only did my hair get destroyed, but the smell and embarrassment in the restaurant was another level.
At least it wasn't her real hair. Extensions, you could just buy a new set.
True.
Imagine it's your real hair.
But maybe because extensions catch fire as well, maybe quicker.
Yeah, it does. It's happened to me before. My extensions caught fire.
Where?
Like, back of my hair.
When?
On this, like, candle and, like, some family thing. And then someone had to quickly come and put it all out. Yeah, but the thing is, I don't find that it's really horrible smell, but it's not that embarrassing.
But she says, you don't know the scene. Maybe it was like...
maybe
it was
scene.
Like a fucking fire.
Do you know what it is? Imagine it's, like, a first date. Oh, my God. Yeah. And it's some serious guy.
And you're there, like,
yeah,
and
you're like, but you know what? Like, sometimes guys can find these things cute.
You think?
Sometimes, like, when you're just not perfect, when you're a bit of a Bridget Jones.
Maybe. You know what I mean? Yeah, perfect's boring.
Something to laugh about, something to talk about the next time.
Yeah, true.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, perfect is boring. But, like, imagine it is really bad. Like, the fire was really bad, and, like, half her hair is fucking
burnt. If she's lost all her hair, then. I mean, it's not funny anymore.
It's not funny. It's not. Wow, that is super embarrassing.
And I remember when you walked into a door on your date.
I was on a date and I walked into a glass door. It was such a clean seat.
And like, she just, like, the way she walked, like, I'm the shit.
They had to get me ice from the bar and they had to put it on my head. It was so bad and hard that the whole restaurant looked over.
Yeah.
And this was my first date with a guy.
But he liked her. He liked her.
Yeah, he did. But come on, it's me.
Yeah, like, you just have to own your embarrassing moment. Your hair's on fire. You just got to be like,
own everything. I don't know about the shit person, though. The
you can't own that shit one.
The one that shat in the shower.
You can't own that.
That's different.
You can't own that.
Okay, during lockdown, I had a homemade cake dropped to my front door by a friend and his wife.
Oh.
I thought it was such a nice gesture as I was single and I lived alone during lockdown. I didn't think much of it. But later on the day, he posted an Insta story with a speech saying, Lockdown is super isolating and lonely, even for people like me who are lucky enough to have a wife and child at home with them. Today, let's spare a thought for those who are really all alone in this world. We dropped those people cakes to let them know we are thinking of them.
Oh, God.
Wow, I have never felt more single in my entire life. What a smug, backhanded post, basically shaming single people. Mate, I'd rather be at home alone with a massive cake and no man pissing me off. Who's the real winner here?
Yeah. Oh my God, you know, that would really piss me off. I'd fucking deliver that cake back and throw it at their door.
Imagine that. Like, they put a thing, like, on their story.
Like, oh, like, toxic positivity in a way. Like, oh,
we're trying to be such good, nice
we're
people.
We're such charitable people.
They're narcissists.
Yeah.
People literally that, like,
do good for their own self-image.
Image and fulfillment. Like, they want to feel good about themselves. Like,
yeah.
I want to go and, you know, because I'm such an amazing person, I'm going to give charity.
Yeah, it's a pity cake.
No, like, you give charity because you want to help people in need, yeah. Not because I'm such an amazing
Yeah, but
person.
Then also people that do charity and then it's like, brag about it and then gloat about it. Like, I've done so much charity. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what
narcissistic.
I mean as well.
Yeah. But that guy who delivered the cake to that girl, yeah, with his wife, that's like a pity cake. I don't like the feeling of anyone pitying me or feeling sorry for me. But especially when you've got nothing to really feel sorry for, do you know what I mean? Like, she's single. Sorry, there's nothing wrong with being single. No. More people are probably happy single than in relationships that aren't working out.
So if anything, she needs to drop you a cake.
Innit? Here's all for your sexless, romanceless, boring marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why do people have to make, like, shame single people? I don't get it. Shame people in couples, if anything. But, like, the first bit when they actually drop the cake.
That's cute.
That's cute because it's like, you know what? It's like you dropping some... like a box of treats to your single girl. Like, do you know what, babe? You're single. Like,
I got you.
Yeah. But then after, imagine putting on your story. I dropped boxes of treats to all the single girls because even though, because they're not lucky enough like me.
Yeah, lucky enough like me. Oh, mate, that's very narcissistic and not cool.
You see me, I wouldn't be able to help myself but say something.
Yeah, me like, too. Social media has ruined humanity. It's made everyone so obsessed with like, their image and like how they look to the world.
Yeah.
It's fucked everyone up.
I agree.
Don't you think? It's made everyone, I know it sounds a bit like of a generalization, but it's made everyone a bit narcissistic.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing with me and you and like our personalities. We can't hold back or just not say something. If this happened to us, we would definitely reply that story.
Yeah.
Or call that person up and be like, excuse me?
Take your shitty cake.
Whereas so many people just hold it inside of them and they don't say anything. And they're just like, in private, they're like, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
And they won't say anything. What do you think is the right way to be?
Throw the cake through their window and be like, you know, like, I got someone eating my cake tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need your shitty cake.
Yeah.
I'm having real fun in this single house.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, we've got here. My friends insisted they set me up on a blind date for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, I need friends like this when I'm single.
Yeah. I agreed to be set up on a blind date, but it turned out it ended up being my mum's ex-boyfriend.
The hell?
To make things worse, they had ended on a really bad note as he had stolen from her.
Set her up with a thief. A broke man.
Okay.
And the age gap. Must have been something.
Well, maybe she has like a really young hot mom, and maybe she dated even a younger guy. So
yeah.
You never know. But the fact that they ended on a bad note, like, what do you do when you're on that date? Do you call your mom like, mom, I'm on a date with your... Obviously, you won't stay.
Yeah, you'd obviously. Leave. He'd probably be like, maybe she's on it. That's what men are like.
Yeah. Or you stay and steal his stuff.
Yeah.
While you're on the date.
That's a good idea. Steal it back.
Yeah, and then leave the date and go back. Mom, by the way,
I got your stuff.
Yeah.
I got compensation.
Yeah.
Like, why is he, like, even going to entertain that date, though? Like, he just robbed your mom. If he actually entertained that date, that guy... is dangerous. He's a swindler.
I mean, I think most men probably would.
Yeah, he's trying to clean out the whole family. Yeah. He's trying to rob you all.
Oh my God. But imagine that. That's why I'm worried about blind dates.
Yeah, I don't want friends like that, no.
No, if I was single, I wouldn't want to go on a blind date.
My friends are going to set me up on a blind date, though, which I don't mind. You need to know my calibre.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but maybe he's hot and young. Like, they don't know that he stole.
He must be broke to steal. Rich men don't steal.
Yeah. Well, actually, they do.
Some rich God, men you're do. So fucking right. They steal, and that's why they're rich.
Yeah, some do. Do you know that? That's we know that guy that goes around like
stealing. Everyone thinks he's rich, but he actually just robs birds.
Yeah, he's like getting, he was, I mean, he's kind of disappeared now, but he was getting tables all the time in clubs in London. Everyone thought he was so rich. And then like,
and look at the documentary, The Puppet Master, Tinder Swindler, they were both rich.
Yeah, and then we found out that he's been like stealing from women.
At least steal from men, like have some balls.
Yeah, so I mean.
Anyway, yeah, that's frightening. That's frightening. My friend once got set up on a blind date and they ended up being in like a 5-year relationship. So sometimes it can work out good.
Yeah, true. I mean, I think if your friend's going to set you up on a blind date, they need to do some serious
background
check.
Research.
Yeah, like don't just set me on a, with, up with a hot guy.
Yeah, you need to search him on company's house.
Yeah, you need to do some more in-depth research. Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got here the last one, I think, before we end this episode.
Let's see. Is another, it a good one?
It's another cake one.
Another cake one?
Yeah.
What's going on with these cakes?
My girlfriend made me personalized cupcakes for Valentine's Day.
Oh.
She came over as we planned to do a romantic dinner and movie night.
They're cute.
I went to the toilet and came downstairs to see she had already finished all 6 of the cupcakes.
Oh, wow. She's a heifer.
Okay.
She wasted no time.
How long did you spend in the toilet?
Yeah.
Firstly, that's the question. Because if you took the piss out there, maybe she was like, fuck,
maybe she was hungry. Bitches get hungry.
Or maybe when she was making those cupcakes, she was like, oh my God, I know this is going to taste so good. I can't wait.
She put the effort in. She wants to reap the rewards. Do you know what I'm saying? And also, like, you know, sometimes women just, they get really getting shy. You know, it's a romantic date. You're meant to come across really feminine and sexy, and then you just want to start stuffing your face. Okay, she thought he's going to the toilet. It's a good opportunity.
Yeah, he doesn't have to see me stuffing my face. But six cupcakes. Maybe they're small.
I could eat 6 cupcakes.
Maybe they're small.
Yeah, even if they're big cupcakes, I could eat 6.
I mean, yeah, I could eat as well. But if they're going to have like a romantic, like...
Do you think he broke up with her over that? Like, what is this? You had 6 cupcakes without me behind my back.
Like, thanks for the cupcake.
You fat bitch.
He didn't even get to try the cupcakes.
Do you know what? It's very similar to something I would do. I'm not joking. Like, I'm the kind of person where I've like made ginger beer like something to eat and then I will eat it.
Really?
And then he's like, what happened to the sandwich that you made me? And I'm like, I ate it. And then he's like, but you've said you were making me one.
Yeah, I guess it's something that I could do with my boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Like when you're so comfortable.
It takes over you sometimes.
Yeah. But they technically, they were boyfriend, girlfriend. So maybe they're just so comfortable with each other that like...
Yeah. Maybe she made the cupcakes and then was like, you know what? As you ungrateful, unappreciative man, I'm eating them. You don't even deserve it.
Yeah. Maybe when she first presented the cupcakes to him, his reaction wasn't enough.
Yeah,
it wasn't just like, oh, thanks. Maybe she wanted some kind of like, oh my God, thank you. And when she didn't get that, she was like, fuck.
Maybe
this.
You think she ate the cupcakes, but really she put them back in a box and saved them for her other boyfriend.
Ooh.
That's something a man would do. Or
maybe she even like took a bit of it, put some crumbs to make it look like she ate it.
Yeah.
But really,
she'd be saving money.
Yeah.
And just, you know,
she got another date.
Giving the surprise to a few of you.
Wow.
Never Our mind's know. Going mad right now.
You just never know.
Just never know anyone. People are shitting in the shower and stepping on it, stamping on it, steaming it. You just never know what's going on.
Anyway, guys, we're going to literally sit here and continue. We're going to have a little break in between and do a part 2 of a Valentine's Day crazy ass stories on Patreon. And it will be released on Thursday. So if you want to hear more Valentine's Day stories, sign up. It might make you feel better about your Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And just know, nobody loves you more than we love you.
Yeah, we love you.
We love you the most.
Thank you for supporting us, everyone. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you comment. And we will see you next week. Bye.
Sisters in the City is part of the Acast Creator Network.